Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm still gonna have a neat treat for you in the coming future. I'm gonna have a paranormal investigator come on and interview him, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. And at the end, I'll do readings. So we will start the show tonight, and it's just us chickens. So I will start with my first one. She 917 is the area code. Hello, what's your name? Where you're from?
Oh, hey,
hello.
My name is Tim. I'm calling. Yes, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question, Tim?
Oh, I just had a question about meditation. I'm trying to tighten up my spirit communication. I've been asking my guides for some assistance, just help figuring things out. I was just curious if you had any tips for me, just trying to strengthen that connection with spirit.
Well, you feel like you're more of a morning person, and they're telling me to tell you to try and do it the same time every day. That'll help you get more of a routine and tune in better. But you're very psychic anyway. Did you know that?
I know I have intuition.
Well, that's the
things,
same thing.
But it's,
as men say, it's spidey senses or whatever. And another thing is, if you can picture someplace very beautiful that you've been in your mind, that'll help you get in the zone better and quicker. You know, like if you like the beach, if you like the ocean, if you like trees, you know, the forest, a brook.
Yeah.
So that'll really help you. And I'm told to tell you that keep a dream log, because in dreams you get lots of profound dreams. So write them down, and you will find a pattern. Because they can get a hold of you when you're quiet sleeping.
Okay, I'm setting the intentions. I have a hard time remembering dreams, but I'm trying to set intentions before I go to sleep. I have a pen and paper handy, so I will.
And if you, do you have a cat, or if you don't, you know, if you don't have a cat, but if you have a cat and you can close your door and keep the cat away, put a glass of water by your bed, a glass, that helps conduct the dream better. And then in the morning, gently pour it out in a plant or on the grass. That'll help conduct your dream, and keep a tablet by your bed to write it down before you go to the bathroom, because when you go to the bathroom, you lose your dream. You pee your dream away.
Indeed, every morning. Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Have a good night. Okay, let's see.
Hi. Hello? 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 Hi. Hello? 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 Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good, cool. Goodness, I don't know what's wrong with this thing tonight. I'll have to go back to the other two people. What's your name, where you're from, and what is your question?
Rosemaria from New Jersey. And
all right.
I don't know because I was wondering right now because you should have contacted me before. I was wondering if a friend of mine, I wrote like a note to him, text message. Is he going to respond to that?
No.
What I want?
Yes, yeah, he ain't going to need that much into you, so go on. There's other fishes in the sea.
All right, cool.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
It's not that,
thank
it's
you.
Just friendship, yeah.
Yeah, sorry right,
cool.
about that. Okay, let's try these other people. Hello, 520, can you hear me now?
Hi. Yeah, thank you for coming back.
Sorry,
thank
technical
so
difficulties.
Oh,
what's
no,
your name,
okay.
where you're from, and what's your question?
Lisa, and I'm from Tucson, and I'm going to show a property that I own on Friday to some people that have already seen it. They're bringing out an electrician to see how much it would cost to repair the electricity in the property. Do you think they'll end up buying it?
Yeah, and I think that you're going to get a bidding war. You're going to have another person
property.
Interested, too.
Oh, on that property, okay.
Yeah.
Because there are a couple of properties that I have for sale.
Well,
so.
That one you're going to have a bidding one. Then you got another one that's going to sell quickly within 45 days. Another property that you're selling. So, and you'll make a really good profit with that.
Okay.
So you got
so,
your two. The one that you put out there first is going to sell real quick now. And you'll make a really good profit with that. The other one, the third one that you have three of them?
About three or four.
Okay, but the third one, the financing isn't going to go through. Don't spaz. The next time you get another buyer, it'll go through.
Okay. So the one on Friday, they're going to buy it too. That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, 212, let's try this again. Hello, 212, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Mary, and I'm from New York, and I have a question about my investments. I have been trading options lately, and I'm wondering where you see the investments going.
Well,
and,
you have a good sense about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you personally
yes.
have a good sense about it. And get in and get out. That's what they're telling me. And then you're going to have conservative that investment that'll be slow and like a slow burn, and that'll be your old lady fund. And you got a set amount of money that you're going to mess with the trading thing, but you don't go above and beyond you, and you aren't a person that bets the farm. So you're totally okay.
Okay. Do you think I should sign up for this new program?
They just
it's,
want your money.
One
you
in
know
which...
what you're doing better than they do, so don't waste your money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You have
and...
good intuitional radar. Use it. Do it your own self.
Okay. And
well, I mean, I'm not a, I mean, professional person on that front at all, but that's just what they're telling me. Does that make sense?
Yes, and could I ask you about my new Amazon business and where you see that heading?
You sell products, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to do really well, and you're going to have ace-high markings. You know how they grade you? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like the Better Business Bureau on Amazon. I don't know how it works, but that's what they're telling me. And you'll make a good extra amount of money so that you can live well. They're going ka-ching, ka-ching.
That's awesome. Because right now I'm new and, you know, it's taking time.
Well, you're going to have to compete, but you're going to be known for your honesty, forthrightness, and getting it there on time. And don't let the other snotty people, because there's a couple of snotty people in there, don't let them bother you. Just, you know, look at them, smile, and walk away.
Oh. Okay. Why, thank you.
Because you have competitors, but you'll do it on honesty and forthrightness. So there you go. Slow
All right.
and steady
well,
is the key, and you're going to build. Within 3 months, you're going to be rocking.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, good, good. And as far as the investments are concerned, do you think I'll be rocking in 3 months as well?
You'll have your gut feeling. You'll get in and get out. Yeah, take the money and run, darling.
Okay. All right.
And you are going to have old lady fund. So there you go. You're going to have jars. I call it different jars. So you're going to have old lady fund. You're going to have boo-boo fund. Boo-boo fund is something bad that happens. You're going to have car fund. You're going to have vacation fund. You're going to have all these different jars.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, that's...
And then you'll also have money. You'll put money aside to put back into the business.
Yes.
Does that make
that's
sense?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I feel like I need to have my investments do well in order to fund my business.
You're going to be
so those...
fine. You've always been fine, and you do stuff 13th hour, so don't spaz.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's an easy time not to spend because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
I know that, but you're going to be all right, and you're going to have a good business. You're going to have a good business. I'm sorry, no matter what. Because of that, and you're a good bit. You have good business acumen. Your mama didn't raise no dummy.
Yeah. You'd be happy to hear that.
Well, there you go. I hope I helped you. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Yes, you did, and
all right.
I hope you have a good too.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. 6:10. Hello, 610.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your name, where you're from, what's your question?
This is Sarah, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And my question was concerning my current job. I wanted to see if you see any promotions for me.
It looks like you're going to do a lateral move, apply for it, because you got to apply for new jobs where you are. And it feels like you'll get it. There'll be a little bit more money and better insurance.
Okay.
But, boy, are you going to have to do a whole bunch of paperwork. I see paperwork and data processing.
Okay.
But it's a lot better, so I see a lateral move. And this next year is going to be a lot better financially for you and a lot better... it's ease of your mind. So whatever that means, you know, it's like more peaceful, more content. Now, do you have a pet? Do you have a cat?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like you might get another cat adopt you. So look for a male cat that's already neutered that'll adopt you and it'll be part of the family.
Okay.
And it looks like the Morris the cat.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. 941. whoops, wrong thing. Hello, 941.
Hi, Kelly.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Catherine, calling from Florida. And my question is, about 3 or 4 months ago, a friend of mine bought me some really nice jewelry. However, before I got a chance to open it, out of nowhere, he had some really bad bills that came out of nowhere. And that little voice in my head said, you know what, you haven't even seen him, return him to him, have him, because he wouldn't be in debt for it. And he was really embarrassed, but happy that I did this. So my question is, do you think those will come back to me in the future?
Yeah, he'll get you a bracelet. I do see that, a pretty bracelet.
Okay. They weren't the pieces that I had picked out, though, originally.
No.
I'm taking
but
it.
But he'll get you a nice bracelet when he gets
okay.
on his feet. He's very kind and generous to you.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Okay.
And then there's
Thank
stuff
you.
About emerald earrings. So look
well, that
for
would
those
be nice
too.
To look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
Thank
they're
you.
Like the pointy
Thank
ones
you.
With the little diamond on top that is close to your ear. Very nice.
Gotcha.
All right, you have a good day. We'll call him the bobble dude. He buys you jewelry bobbles. There you go.
That's a good person to have around.
Yeah, he's a,
Thanks,
a nice
Kelly.
Man. All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. 561. Hello, 561.
Hi, Gail from Florida. I was unmuted.
Hi, Gail. What's your question?
My question is, I received a summons from this guy I worked for 6 years ago, and I got with a lawyer to talk to him about what he's trying to sue me for. It's almost $10,000. And I'm just getting I'm thinking that I shouldn't even hire a lawyer. If I have to go into court, I should just defend myself because I've already gone through my books. He's accusing me of not paying 3 subcontractors. Well, I paid two
and
of them.
Paid
and I overpaid them. Right. There's only one that I didn't pay, and I overpaid one of the other two because that's what he had invoiced. And I can show that I paid. Everything he paid me was paid out on his job.
Well, you can hire a lawyer just for an hour.
Well, I did. I've already talked to his name is Gary, and he, you know, he's like, well, I said, I have bank statements showing the checks have cleared.
Right.
I have my accounting records that shows, you know, that I paid these people all these checks, all this money for this job. And he was like, well, bank records don't show the check. And I'm like, well, then I'll call the bank and see if I can get copies of the check. You know, like,
right.
It's going to cost me more to pay a lawyer.
Right. You have all the...
To defend me, then... Huh?
You have all the...
backup.
Information and back information that you need. So just do that.
Do it myself.
Yeah, because you have everything.
Yeah, I have proof of everything. So just,
yeah.
Do I have to go into court, or can I just meet with his attorney and show him the proof?
Well, it depends on what the attorney does with you.
You mean his attorney, the other them?
Right.
Gumbag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Which way do you think is better for me to focus on? Trying to show his attorney all the proof, or just go right into court and let the judge.
Let the judge decide.
Judge
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because you need a third party.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
The guy's the scumbag. I'm sure he hired a scumbag, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm not a lawyer or anything. I'm just reading.
Yeah, I know. Thank
okay.
you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All right. 1111. Whoops. wrong thing here. Hold on a minute. 1111111. Hello? Anybody there? No? Okay, dead air. All right, let's try 914. Hello, 914.
Hello. Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm good. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Catherine. I'm from New York, and I was wondering if you see me working job-wise with either Joseph or Spencer, or maybe
Spencer.
Even
Spencer, you're going to work with Spencer.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you so much.
And that's who I see you working with, and it'll be a good job, and you'll make a good profit.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
And you'll have
thank
fun
you.
Doing it, and it really gets into your creativity. So you're doing, you know, you're in your, it's your jam. So you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, you're right. It is a creative endeavor. Oh, awesome.
How fun. And it's going to last a little bit, you know, a few months and to complete. And there you go.
Oh, thank God.
And then they'll tell other people and you'll get referred jobs. There you go.
Oh, wonderful.
All
well,
right.
Thank you.
So I hope you have a good night.
You too. Many blessings. Thank you.
All right. You too. I'm going to try 11111 again. Let's see if I can get them. Hello, 11111111. Are you there? Nope. Okay, I'll quit trying. All right, so we will go to 804. Hello, 804.
Hi. Hi, Kelly.
What's your
Jones.
Name? Where are you from?
This is Cheyenne in Virginia.
And what's your question?
My question is, so we are thinking about adopting a new dog, and we're looking at breeders, and we're thinking that we might breed, I don't know, but we have a choice. There's kind of a long waiting list, so there's a choice that's local, and they don't do health testing, like genetic testing, and the other option that would be a longer wait, which is in Texas, and they have everything that we want, like the color that we want. They do all the health testing and just all the, they kind of, you know, cover all their bases. And so,
well, you're probably
wondering,
gonna do the Texas place, and it feels like you're gonna get a little female.
Yeah.
And
yay.
You might even breed her. You might even breed her.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. You know, the other one that's local, they're going to have, you know, babies in the spring. So you're thinking we should just wait for the Texas?
I see Texas.
Okay. All right, that's good news.
Be totally healthy, a good dog. It'll learn quick, smart. It's not a noisy dog. It doesn't bark a lot. Only barks if it, you know, it's like guarding, you know. Mm. And it'll love certain blankets and certain toys. So,
oh, perfect.
And this dog will be very playful.
Nice.
And fun to
yeah,
be around.
It's been a long time. We've been, you know, researching and looking for the right person and right breeder. So that's good news. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Kelly.
You're welcome.
All right.
A480. Hello, 480.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you from?
My name is George. I'm from San Francisco.
And what is your question, George?
What, anything going to happen in a short period of time? I have no
you
idea.
You got major changes that are going to happen. There's like a shutdown of a company. And so cover your butt. And then there's also a buyout. So it's like a big change of the head muck-mucks. And there might be another job opportunity through an email or a headhunter, and that looks like it's coming within a two-week time frame. And it would
be
a chance for you to be, like, in management and train. And also writing booklets of some kind, like how to do, like,
procedure manuals, okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
That'll be
and
good.
Yeah, you know, and I see and you might even be thinking of moving more towards a job. You might move to a different location.
I'd
so
do that too.
Because of work, and there's like a giant G. I have no idea what that is. And then there's something about, I have no idea what this means. There might be like a museum that has aircraft. There's something about a museum with aircraft that's close to where you work.
Well, there's the aircraft museum out there and right out by Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, major
I'm
one.
I'm seeing airplanes. It's like an airplane graveyard. I mean, they're all over sitting outside.
That's what it is, basically, but it's a museum type kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Who knew?
I'll take it.
Yeah, but they're showing me, like, newer ones, older ones, B-52 bombers, and the big old carrier planes that could tote all kinds of stuff in it with a door that goes up and down, like a carrier plane. Huge.
C-5.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm glad you told me what that was. It's huge. Yep. And
yes, they are.
There's new beginnings, better pay, better money, more comfort, being able to have savings again.
That would be a dream.
And then better improvement in health. And you also have all kinds of green and healing and unconditional love in your aura and spirituality. You're really going to pump up the spirituality, and you're going to be able to have another, they're going to gift you with a spiritual gift. So there you go.
Cool.
And then they're showing me a bluebird of happiness, bluebird in your backyard, bluebird.
Them are nasty birds, though, but I'll take it.
So there you go. That's what I see for you.
And
thank you for calling in, George.
I called three times because I kept getting disconnected.
I know. I couldn't get on myself. They kept telling me I had the wrong number. I'm like, okay. But I thank everybody for calling in. I thank you for calling in. And it's getting ready to go beep, beep, beep. So I'm going to say goodnight to you, Mr. George. Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. I wish you blessings and peace, and may we all respect and honor each other, and may we all have peace and unity again. And I'll see you guys in the future. And we have other shows coming up in February and March, and I'm really excited. I'm going to have another lady come on, and she's going to be here in March 29th, and she's a paranormal investigator and a house clear. So I am excited to have her on. I'm looking forward to that. And I am going to have the paranormal investigator on again. So that'll be a neat and informative time. Have a good night, all. I thank you very much.